Good morning. Today is Wednesday, April the 6th, 97th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor. He's still here, but counting down. Mark Lovelace.
Yeah, still here for another, 97th day, you said? I guess I can do the math backwards
and
figure out how many I've got left here. But
are you doing the weekly countdown yet?
No.
Months?
No. Well, I mean,
figure
I've got, the lesser part of 9 months at this point.
There you go. That's probably all you need right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Our quote this morning comes from Abraham Lincoln, from a speech that he made in Baltimore in 1864. So that would be during the Civil War?
Is that the one where it said, don't believe everything you read on the internet?
Well, I could source that, but you shan't. No, this is one that said, quote, the world has never had a good definition of the word liberty. That's 150 years later. It's still there, isn't it? I like that one.
Well, one person's exercise of their own liberties depends upon curtailment of someone else's liberties.
It kind of seems to be that way, like it's a fixed pie rather than being able to have everybody have everything. What is the role of advisory groups in government? Whether it's like the in the courts, and you've got the grand jury process of, I know they get compensated, but let's call them volunteers because that's kind of really what they are. Those that serve on committees and commissions, appointments, ad hoc this, that kind of formal but really still volunteer process. How are their messages received, either by the paid staff or by the elected staff?
Well, there's, the county has, as I'm sure you know, a lot of citizens advisory groups of one kind or another. Everything from things like the McKinleyville Municipal Advisory Committee and the Greater Eureka Municipal Advisory Committee to the Human Rights Commission, the Aviation Advisory Committee, a lot of different things like this, and of course the Planning Commission, probably the biggest, most formalized advisory.
You're probably the most committee that powerful, we have. I would think.
The one that there's more. A lot of the ones that the county has are ones that were, created just out of a local desire to have something. The Planning Commission is one that there's an actual, comes from California law.
Is that a constitutional requirement?
I'm not sure of exactly where the definition for the Planning Commission, how much of that is driven by government code, but I know the requirement to have a Planning Commission is. I believe there can be some variation in it in terms of the number of members and how they're appointed and some of these kinds of things. But the main role with the Planning Commission is that they are a quasi-judicial body that considers land use issues. And the key thing about being quasi-judicial is that it's not a place where values are exercised. They're supposed to be looking at things in a very dry, judicial fashion.
So more interpretation of what was meant by or that word rather than putting and projecting themselves into the equation?
Yeah, where, when someone brings private property is something that has to be treated incredibly fairly and, where everyone has equal rights. And so if you have two people with, similar property, similarly zoned, they should have exactly the same rights with what they can or can't do with that property. And so if someone is coming in seeking a discretionary permit for something or seeking something that requires some level of discretion from the Planning Commission, the Planning Commission can't, in considering it, say, well, this person over here, I know this guy and I like him. His family's, awesome and I've known them for generations or whatever. This guy over here, I don't. They don't get to do that. The what a person is or isn't allowed on the property is determined by the property, not by the person.
KINS News and Information Time is 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us, Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Mark Lovelace and my pencil. A little bit of an issue there during the break. Mark, with the structure of government and the desire, I guess, by many, to have as much community interaction as possible, that I couldn't see any kind of an interpretation that would use the word that makes things more efficient, associated with broadening out the process, putting in a couple more layers in the process. Mm-hmm. Now let's bring in some folks who may or may not even have experience into the process. I'm thinking of, I think the last one that I was on that was a regular weekly meeting kind of thing, was either the Parks and Rec or the Juvenile Justice, one of the two. Okay, yeah, I've been to Parks, okay. Juvenile Justice, yeah, I went to school with guys that were hoods, okay. I mean, the level of expertise was almost non-existent from a technical perspective. Mm-hmm. Is that the goal? Is to have folks who are not from those areas so they bring in perspectives that may not otherwise be there? Or is that what you try to avoid so that you get people who really do know what they're talking about on these various committees and being able to make recommendations that are valid recommendations and they come up to speed that much quicker?
Well, you're asking a really interesting question because that's kind of a real fundamental issue of, you know, what is the role of representative government? Because there's so much of government that is, you know, the work of government being done by staff. And, you know, for the county, you know, we've got 2,000 something employees countywide in all of our different departments. And by and large, the people that are employed by the county got their jobs because they're good at them, because they actually have an education in the topic. They've got experience in the issue. They've got a degree that's relevant. They went on and got a master's or certification, and they're, you know, they're planners, they're attorneys, they're administrators, they're engineers, they're nurses, they're whatever.
Or even just simple long-term commitment to whatever the thing is.
They have,
instead of once a month, you pop in and you lip off and you go back home.
But they have to have actual qualifications to get those jobs.
Right.
Whereas on the board, you know, our only qualifications are, you know, one, you got to be over 18. Two, you got to live in the district. Three, you've got to have a pulse. And four, you've got to be able to convince 50% plus one of the voters to vote for you. None of those are qualifications in terms of knowledge or expertise or familiarity with the role or anything like that. And so, you know, over the 7 years that I've been in this job, I've struggled with that conundrum that when we have professional staff that are providing us with their best professional recommendation on an issue, what is our role as lay people in considering that input? And it comes down to it being one of values that...
Okay, I can see that. Or trust versus biased, or recognizing biasness. Yeah, I mean, if I have a purple passion from one perspective, and my recommendations continue to reflect that, is that, even though I've got the title of blah, 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 right, as paid staff expert, I would think it's your job as one of the electeds is to make sure that the recommendations coming through aren't consistently coming from one perspective that may not really be the best
and
consistently.
And I completely agree with you on that. The counterpoint to that, though, would be what I've seen over so many years is when there's complaints about staff, you know, not just with the county, but with, I've seen it with other agencies, whether it's the, Department of Forestry or the Regional Water Board or whatever over so many years, the accusation that staff has their own agenda. And typically, when you get that...
Yeah, that's the other side of the scale, isn't it?
Typically, what's really being said there is staff doesn't have my personal agenda. And so the fact that staff is advocating for something other than someone else's own agenda does not mean staff has their own agenda.
Right. It would have to be taken over the perspective of time.
The issue is, for staff, is are they advancing their best professional opinion based upon, evidence, based upon, best practices, based upon their training, their education, and their experience, the law.
And that's a trust factor that you guys have to establish, I would think, over time. Mm-hmm. Okay, it may appear this way, but I trust these individuals. Here's how come. Mm-hmm. So when you go, maybe you only go one layer deep to confirm instead of going through every single footnote in a 25-page document to confirm that everything was taken.
Or like with the general plan update, which was, of course, rife with these kinds of accusations. Every single decision-making process along the way, everything that the staff brought forward to the board was driven by board direction again and again and again. And I tried, going back, having been involved in that process since 2000 as just a citizen and then, later through a couple different organizations, I was at enough meetings and, planning commission meetings, board meetings, whatever, and see staff saying, we're seeking direction on this, and the board or the commission or whatever giving them direction to do X or to do Y or whatever, and then staff goes off and does it, and it's a long process, and they come back before a different version of the Board of Supervisors or a different version of the Planning Commission that doesn't recall that, and they're saying, where'd this come from? And you can go to the record, but at some point, for everyone that serves in elected office or appointed office, there's a standard truism that history begins the day you sit down at the dais. And so people aren't going to go back and look at that, 15-year record of the general plan to say, oh, staff is bringing exactly what they were directed to bring by previous boards of supervisors.
By the old guys, yeah.
Yeah. But instead, what people see is staff is bringing something that I didn't direct them to do, and it doesn't fit with my values. Therefore, staff has their own agenda.
KINS, I have got my agenda now. It's called a commercial break. It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35, Talk Shop presented by Redeck and by CDH Painting. We're talking with Mark Lovelace. Mark, before the break, we were talking about reports coming back to a body of electeds, whether it's 100% or not. I mean, it can go either way. Mm-hmm. But that the board of the electeds has changed during the period of time because it took so long. Whether the length of time was a normal length or if it was prolonged, set that one aside for a sec. It is kind of an interesting concept that, okay, we're bringing back what we were told to, but it wasn't by you guys. It was by three times back. Mm-hmm. And what I was thinking then is, okay, whose responsibility then is it to bridge that gap? Is it staff to come forward and say, good morning, electeds. Here's an update on what we're doing, chasing these areas of interest based on those guys that you beat in the last election and what their concerns were, looking for confirmation. Mm-hmm. Or do you bring back that study report effort in total, say, here's the plan, here's what we were asked to bring back, here's what we brought back. And then at that point, having this new cast of characters in front of them saying, well, that's not what we're interested in. So that communication, which seems to be the downfall of every business, every organization, every relationship, how do you help to make that happen so that we're not wasting time, or we're not wasting money, or yes to the above.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an issue of continuity, you know, that, and it's that can be really difficult for staff to be able to, you know, if they got direction from, you know, a previous version of the Board of Supervisors in, you know, August of 2004 to do X, and then they spend 2 years.
Or the general plan, wasn't that in the early 90s?
Well, the
when
original
it kind of started
the original ball direction over? Was like I think November or December of 1999 to begin the process, then staff started doing outreach, and you know, they had came back with initial things that were just like, you know, funding for getting some consultants to be able to do background reports and these kinds of things.
So pretty rudimentary at that point.
But if it was in 2003 or 4, I think 2004, that staff kind of had completed all the background work and kind of said, based on the community outreach that we've been doing and the background studies and stuff, here's what we've kind of identified as the core issues that we think this general plan should work to resolve.
So that was Jimmy?
Roger? Roger, Bonnie, John, and
Jill?
Jill.
Or was it before Jill?
I think that at that point it was Jill, but the initial would have been
Anna?
No, was that Paul? Paul Kirk?
Yeah, it would have been Paul.
Yeah.
It would have been Paul at that time. So yeah.
But there have been eight, you know, in the time the general plan has been up, there have been 12 different supervisors that have had a hand in it. None of the ones that were there at the start are on the board now. You know, I've got the longest history both on the board and before that from having, you know, citizen involvement.
Hanging around, yeah.
But so it really gets difficult to bring something forward that's like, where'd this come from? This isn't, you know, what we directed. But staff has to act on the direction of the Board of Supervisors. You know, we are, you know, legally, we are the same Board of Supervisors as previous ones. Until we have provided different direction, it doesn't matter how much change there's been on the board. Staff is still acting on the direction of the Board of Supervisors. So I'm making the air quotes for people that can't see on radio. You know?
So that's more the responsibility then of the supervisors, mm-hmm. as a group or as individuals, mm-hmm. or as the chair or as...
To tell staff that we want to revisit some things that the previous boards have done.
And or at least during the process,
yeah.
confirming or affirming
yeah.
that, yeah, this you guys are on the right trail.
And this board has done that, like with the... Yeah, the guiding principles for the general plan was one of those areas where the guiding principles were absolutely 100% clearly driven by direction from previous boards of supervisors. Staff got all the flack because that previous board of supervisors isn't there, and so the new, you know, supervisors are saying, well, clearly this was staff bringing an agenda. Absolutely not the case. Is the board, you know, can the board, the new board, pick up this issue and say, yeah, we want to late in the game, take this old direction, modify it and change it. And yes, they can do that. I was on the outside of a lot of that, but they have it within their purview to do it. They can do it.
So what happens?
But the thing is, that doesn't change the fact that staff was acting on board direction. Rather, that the fact that they were bringing direction from a previous board doesn't mean that it's staff's agenda. It means staff was carrying out the work as directed.
So in situations that are not as protracted,
mm-hmm.
or might be your individual property, mm-hmm. or my individual property, mm-hmm. we bring to a planning commission and say, here's what I need, here's what I'd like, what do you think? And you have a series of those laid out, mm-hmm. in front of you. Is that the just planning commission as a commission, that's all, mm-hmm. not them specifically. Is it the board's position to then track those and to see, is there consistency with determinations over time? Is there a couple wild cards in the equation that we need to kind of look and see, well, why did it seem to be out of character? Or is that senior staff position, department heads most times, their responsibility to look at that and then to present to you guys saying, not sure what's going on here, but here's how we operate 90% of the time, but 10% of the time, mm-hmm. we seem to have the different interpretation. I mean, how do you? Because staff doesn't appoint the board, or doesn't appoint the board, nor do they appoint the committee.
Mm-hmm. The commission, planning commission, yeah.
Yeah, or for this sake.
Yeah, or whichever.
Pick Parks and Rec. I mean, that's probably a little less emotional.
Well, with sticking with the planning commission, just because it's the one that has the most formal structure to it, perhaps. In that case, the role, you know, in terms of if there's a decision that where there was it was problematic, where it's perceived that there was favoritism, that someone was given a free pass on certain requirements, that, yeah, you don't, you know, you don't fit the requirements for this, but, you know, you're a good guy, so we'll give you this.
Something looks goofy.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be just
that simple. Happens,
yeah.
There's, you know, avenues for appealing it. And those avenues would be, you know, the public has the ability to appeal a decision. The project proponent has the ability to appeal a decision. Or the board of supervisors, you know, has the ability, you know, a member of the board has the ability to bring an issue forward because, you know, hey, I'm aware of this decision. I don't think this was right.
So as a member of the board, an appeal can be made by one of the supervisors.
Not having
to go down to the podium and then appeal to the four.
There's a mechanism there, and I've got it. You know, actually, now that I mentioned that, I'm trying to remember. It's not as simple because, you know, it can't be that as a supervisor you are appealing it to the board, but you're aware of questions about it, and so you want the board to, you know, to hear it.
There's some
piece in there, but there's but what that gets at is that, you know, all of the public, you know, continue to have their role as watchdogs over government. If they believe a bad decision has been made, they have the ability to, in some cases, a formal ability to bring something before us, whether we like it or not, or in other cases, to, you know, request that the board take up an issue.
So it's circular.
Yeah.
In that regard.
So, you know, that was starting with the idea about the issues that are technical issues rather than policy issues. Yeah, that when someone has a piece of property and you're trying to get X done. And again, in that case, the Planning Commission basically is, you know, serving in more of a technical role. They're looking at the evidence being brought forward by staff and saying, does this fit cleanly into this box? It does, then we can give them a permit. It doesn't, we can't give them a permit. And the thing that they don't get to consider is, do I know and like this guy, or do I think this guy's a total jerk?
KINS News and Information Time is 8:43. We'll be back with more from Mark Lovelace.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:48. We're back to talk shop briefly with Mark Lovelace. Mark, how do you establish clear lines of communication between yourself, department heads, staff, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff, so you can say, "Hey, how you doing?" And have a phone call returned without the implication that here comes my boss's boss's boss wanting me to do something. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Now what do I do?
And that's a huge issue. You know, when someone calls, you know, and we, you know, the five of us, we serve to some degree as kind of ombudsman for the county. Someone's having difficulty with an issue in their neighborhood and they call their supervisor and say, hey, you know, our road's crap. It's got a bunch of potholes and we need it tended to, you know. I want to pass that word along to Public Works, but I also don't want to tell Tom that, you know, I know how you should be prioritizing your crews. I want to make sure he's aware of the situation and aware that there's concerns and out there in the community. But I still have to trust him to be the professional that's going to do some sort of analysis, budgetary analysis or whatever, to determine where they can do the most good with their crews and taking care of these things.
I would think it'd be the rare supervisor, elected supervisor, who could extract themselves out of the title and say, okay, I'm Brian Papstein, regular guy, calling, instead of Brian Papstein, title, calling. And keep that in your mind all the time while you're there when everybody is calling you by title. Mm-hmm. And you kind of feel like maybe something's a little bit different.
Yeah, it's a that's a difficult aspect of
it. That's what spouses are for, I believe.
And an issue should be based on its merits, not on the fact that me, a supervisor, that I'm calling and saying, make this important because I said.
Well, you know what? 9 months from now,
I'll be back.
Chance to experience that.
Yeah, I'll see if I have any clout there.
Yeah, see how big the juice bottle really is. Thanks for coming by, bud. We've been Talking Shop with Mark Lovelace. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.